Greg Ehrenberg here with a no house advantage video for Tuesday's game six of the NBA Finals. The Bucks with a chance to close out the series and win the NBA championship. If you guys want to play DFS contest on no house advantage for tonight's game, head on over to the site. And if you're new to it, making your first time deposit, use the promo code OSMO and get up to a $20 match deposit bonus. The first player that I'm looking at on no house advantage tonight is Torrey Craig for under 5.5 points. Now, if this was a price-based contest, you know, there'd be reason to look at Torrey Craig just because he's cheap and he is somebody who in price-based contests, we need to save salary to pay up for stars, but we don't need to look at anything like that on no house advantage. And if you look at Torrey Craig and just his points output in the series, the last three games, he scored 2 points, 4 points, 3 points. Something else is a little concerning is he only played 9 minutes last game. So the Suns have made it a little bit higher of a priority to get offense on the court, and that's squeezed Torrey Craig from the rotation a little bit. So 5.5 points looks like a pretty tall order for a guy who's not a prolific scorer and is not playing very many minutes. Next player I'm looking at on no house advantage is DeAndre Ayton for over 11.5 rebounds, a number that hasn't changed from last game. Now, I know that he only had 10 rebounds last game, but still look at DeAndre Ayton over the course of this series. He's had games with 17 rebounds, games with 19 rebounds. Over the course of the playoffs, he's averaging over 12 rebounds per game. So DeAndre Ayton also in this series, in competitive games, he's playing well over 40 minutes. He played 45 minutes last game. That is the most we've ever seen from DeAndre Ayton. And if you just consider this is now an elimination game for the Suns, as long as he avoids foul trouble, we don't even see Ayton come off the court. So given his rebound rates in the playoffs and his massive minutes, I like the over 11.5 rebounds. The final player that I'm looking at on no house advantage today, and is a player who in our projections we have with the best odds of hitting a prop. It is under 5.5 rebounds for Brook Lopez. That is a projected 79% chance of hitting. Now, one of the things that's really nice about no house advantage, if you go over to osmo.com, we do have free projections for no house advantage. Just head over to the site and this will list all of the props and also their odds of hitting the over or the under. But Brook Lopez is the one with the highest probability of hitting with under 5.5 rebounds. Brook Lopez has not really been a prolific rebounder in terms of rebounds per game through most of his career. And then also we've seen his minutes kind of wane in this series. They went up a little bit last game where he played 29 minutes, but the games prior to that, 19 minutes, 21 minutes. So on the whole, just not a lot of very big rebound numbers from Brook Lopez. For the night, we only have him projected to pull down 4.24 rebounds, which is well under the 6 he would need to hit the over. So to wrap it up, the three props that I'm looking at as my most confident plays on no house advantage today is Torrey Craig to score under 5.5 points, is DeAndre Ayton to pull down more than 11.5 rebounds, and then Brook Lopez to have less than 5.5 rebounds. If you are new to no house advantage, head on over to the site, use the promo code OSMO and get up to a $20 match deposit bonus if you're making your first deposit. Great way to get started over on no house advantage.